offspring? Are you moral? See, I can teach morality there. Unfortunately, this is not what the passage says. He's seeking a seed from God, Jesus Christ. Wow. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. Don't break faith with the wife of your youth. Grace and faith. I hate divorce. Now do you see the context? We preach physical divorce. God's preaching spiritual divorce. You want to know what kind of divorce God hates? Every time we somehow think, if I do this, God will do that for me. Don't look like you never think that. Because I know better. You know why I know better? Because Herman thinks that way sometimes. Is that true?
No.
Is that true?
No.
It's true for me. It's true for me. Sometimes I have some thoughts.
I confess.
Yeah. Confess your faults one another. So don't y'all look like y'all are so holy. Because I know better. We all had those times where we think, ooh, if I don't do this, God's not going to do that. If I don't do this, God will do that, and I don't want that to happen. That's divorcing grace and faith. God says, I hate that. I just love it when you trust me. That's so cool. That's what God loves. That's what he's talking about. Probably didn't hear that church on TV last week. Now, look at this. I hate a man covering his wife with violence as well as with his garment. Literally, this is, how do you cover your wife with violence? When you leave your wife of grace and faith for do and do. It's just as if you murdered your wife, put her over in the back room, covered them up. That's what he says. So guard yourself in your spirit. And do not break faith. I mean, it'd be fun. I didn't do this. But I bet you if you read through this book, you'll see the word faith 4 or 5 times. And look, when we study a passage, we look for key words. They tell you a lot about what's going on. And I'm going to ask the expert on